I'm Dana Brooks with National Milk Producers Federation, Senior Vice President of Government Relations.
Let's talk about dairy policy. A lot of these people here at the Heart of America Dairy Expo are very interested in this because that seemed to be the top concern when nothing happened at the end of the year. What's been the upshot of this?
Well, during the physical cliff, we felt like there was a tide that turned. It became the dairy cliff, and we drove the bus, I guess. But with that, there was an extension of the current programs to get us through September of 2013. So the MILC was extended at the August rate, which is a benefit to producers. The price support was extended, so we didn't go into permanent law, which was nearly an option there. But we live to fight another day. So we will be lobbying on the Farm Bill and on the Dairy Security Act and dairy farm policy for the remainder of this year. But I'm very hopeful we see a Farm Bill passed early summer.
Mm-hmm. What have been the consequences of not getting it done at the end of the year?
Permanent law was a very real possibility. And with that, you know, there were the articles about $8 milk, and, you know, that can be debated. But the real situation was that we were going to, first time in history, go into permanent law. And I don't think anybody really knew what the ramifications would be of that. But parity. It is what the law calls for. And when you look at that, I mean, you're looking at a doubling probably of milk prices. There's a lag, but it would have been doubled in the grocery stores, and consumers would have struggled with that. And this, during this economy, giving them any increase in price on a very important, nutritious food would have been detrimental to our industry in the long run.
As far as the national milk producers are concerned, now that the clock has been reset, so to speak, will anything change in your lobbying of Congress on what dairy policy might be?
I'll have to spend a lot more time educating these new members. We had 2 years with the House Agriculture Committee, and we have a number, about half the committee will be new. And so there's just the education process, telling them what we have currently, why it doesn't work, what we want to improve, and why we want to improve on it, and how we built a coalition over 3 years of the majority of the milk produced in the United States to do a complete reform and overhaul of the current dairy policy. Just talking dairy policy is a challenge, but to try to go in and explain to new members that have, you know, just getting their offices staffed, and then they're going to do a comprehensive farm bill is a challenge there. But I think we have very good leadership with Congressman Lucas and Congressman Peterson in the House. This isn't their first farm bill. The Senate Chairman Sabinal is returning, and she's just a go-getter, and she'll push something through over there. And Senator Cochran is returning as ranking member. He has been a chair and ranking member, but he's returning from Mississippi, and he's got experience too. So I think we have great leaders that are ready to be the shepherds to the sheep.